It was an emotional weekend for American athletes at the Winter Olympic Games. Just seconds separated some U.S. skiers, skaters, and sliders from long-sought medals. In Nordic skiing and bobsled, Americans inched closer to medal status, but narrowly missing the opportunity to end decades-old droughts. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
A weekend of nail-biting competition on snow and ice left spectators on the slopes and in the rinks emotionally spent, especially the home team crowd, the Americans. Up at the Snow Basin Ski Resort, American skiers were determined to prove they could upset the European stronghold on the speed events.
And here it comes, 3, 2, 1,
with a disappointing finish in the downhill, U.S. skier Darren Rolfs had another chance in the Super G. But from the base of the mountain, Rolfs watched as skier after skier pushed him to eighth place, even as many lost control on the jump.
I came up short, so for me, the Olympics is a great thing, but I'm in it to be, you know, on the medal podium, and anything less is just disappointing.
And one look at the flawless run by Kjetil André Aamodt was enough for the crowd to realize the Norwegians continue to dominate the sport. It was Aamodt's third gold medal. U.S. women skiers had a bad day as well. Carolyn Leleve, who crashed in the downhill, fell in the first slalom run in the combined and fell once again near the top of the Super G. As Italian first-timer Daniela Ceccarelli claimed the gold medal, Leleve was nowhere to be found. On the ice, there were heartbreaking crashes, too. In men's speed skating, the only thing more surprising than the fact that Apollo Anton Ono didn't win the men's 1,000 meters was who did, Australian Stephen Bradbury. Ono had moved into the lead, but in the final lap, it was a tangle of spinning bodies and blades, leaving China, Korea, Canada, and the United States sprawled on the ice. Australia's Bradbury cruised past the carnage and took home his country's first gold medal ever in a Winter Games. At a news conference later, the lanky Bradbury, who makes skates, including those worn by Ono, said it was a safe strategy.
I knew that I didn't have the legs to match it with the other guys, and I was just, you know, at the back of the field, hoping for accidents and collisions to happen, and everything went well, and I ended up getting the gold medal, so...
In long track, where few crashes occur, Americans fared better. In the women's 1,000 meters, Chris Whitty won gold and set a new world record, and Jennifer Rodriguez the bronze. The night before, Joey Cheek also took bronze in the same distance. Bronze was what Americans were seeking in the two-man bobsled, but 0.03 seconds kept the U.S. from ending a 46-year losing streak.
What a finish! The three best Nordic combined skiers.
But it wasn't medals out at the cross-country course that brought Americans to their feet. It was a fifth-place finish in the men's 10-kilometer relay and a fourth-place finish in the combined jumping and 5-kilometer relay, a sport in which Americans have only medaled once. In the 10K relay, Norway and Italy battled it out to the finish for the third Olympics in a row. This time, Norway won, but there's growing respect for the Americans, who used to finish long after the post-race press conferences were over.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand for the national anthem of the Russian Federation and for the national anthem of Canada.
And this footnote, late last night, Canadians celebrated as Jamie Salais and David Pelletier received a gold medal, a symbolic end to the pair's figure skating controversy that had eclipsed much of the week's competition. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Salt Lake City.